only wanted to live their lives in peace. Vit and his forces were scheduled to meet Ashoka today at Kalinga's capital to bring news from the rest of the country. But what he'd seen already was enough to convince him to turn away from further conquest and focus on improving the lives of his subjects. The rustle of leaves in the forest caused his guards to draw their swords. Ashoka turned to see a filthy young woman in ragged clothing emerge from the tree line. Tears were streaming down her cheeks as she took in the holocaust her people had endured. Then she turned and caught sight of the emperor and his men. She limped toward them. "Kill this vermin," Katar casually said to one of the guards. The guard raised his sword and readied to charge at her. "Sheathe your weapons," Ashoka ordered. "All of you!" The guards instantly obeyed his command and put away their swords. Katar narrowed his eyes at the emperor. "Excellency, no one will harm this woman." She staggered to a stop in front of him without a hint of fear. Ashoka could see only sadness and defiance on her face. She glanced at the royal lion on his banner and then stared at him. "Are you the Emperor Ashoka the Terrible? Are you the butcher who has done this to my people?" She gestured with a weak and trembling arm at the devastation below them.